innercitygeeks.net.
Going on, everybody. Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 268. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey guys.
And I got Rene.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much, man. Not too much. It's just another fantastic week. Another week full of the awesome shits. Because there's been a lot of shit going on this week. So. Mostly what came out today, you know, we record on Fridays. Mostly we got a Halloween Kills came out today, which is fucking great. I guess we could probably talk about that a little bit later. But before we get into that shit, what the fuck is going on, man? How you been, Brian?
I've been all right. You know, just here hanging around.
That's good. Hanging around is good. As long as you're not hanging around from like, you know, a jungle gym or something, you know, that's something to worry about. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
There we go. Things are good. I had a really positive job interview yesterday, so I'm
nice.
Hoping to hear back sooner than later.
I hope so.
Yeah, just time to not be glued to a uncomfortable couch and then this uncomfortable chair, which I'm sure I'll slide in and out of about 20 times, but shows end.
Yeah, that's how kids happen.
Things are good, man. Things are good. Been watching a ton of shit too, as always.
Okay.
You know, like today, for example, watched Titans, so I'm caught up.
Oh, such a good fucking show, man.
Such a good show. And that this latest episode of Titans was fucking one of their darkest moments.
Which episode did you guys? I mean, you got all of it, right? Because I just got up to the Nightwing versus Red Hood. I'm gonna save the last two for like next week because next week is gonna be season finale. That shit is so good. Thank you, Steve, for getting us into it.
Yeah, that shit is awesome. Seriously. Yeah, it's fucking great, dude. Like, I'm pretty much all caught up. I guess I just need the last episode, which is next week.
Yeah.
But it's fucking good. That's like all around, it's fucking really good shit.
And like the way dude looks now, where he got rid of the mask for Scarecrow, but he turned his face into the mask with the scarring. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
What I thought was really crazy was last week.
Don't give up too much, Brian. Don't give up too much.
One of the guest appearances, I guess, on that show was the actor who played Gerald on Kim's Convenience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hey, it's that dude. Mm-hmm. But no, Titans.
He's an Asian guy.
Titans is really good. And then, then today I watched Halloween 2018 to catch back up into the world of Michael Myers and what we've seen last, because I only watched the movie once, and that was in 2018.
Right.
And it was also like late, and I was tired, so you know you miss a lot of shit. And
oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm watching it today, and I really appreciate the way that was filmed, because it was a real good callback to 1978.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like the eerie, drawn out, long framed shots. And all like the POV. And then I went in and, you know, finished that. And I was like, okay, time for Halloween Kills. And did not expect that. I walked into that movie going, okay, this is not going to be that great.
Okay.
But then I watched it.
You went in being like, skeptical about it.
Exactly. I went in because traditionally Halloween sequels are fun, but they're not incredible.
All right.
With the exception of Halloween 2, the original Halloween 2.
Okay.
Which
is, it, would you think that it basically follows the same type of formula? Like, oh yeah, the second sequel for Halloween was good. So why not make this one be just as good, if not better?
Exactly.
Yeah, when John Carpenter left is when it all went to shit. Because like after the third one, the third one was the Season of the Witch, which I love and people hate because it's so bad. It's good.
Yeah.
But when John Carpenter, because John Carpenter is like my hero, like he gave them permission to do it, and he literally said, "I just wanted to get paid," and he just like said, "Fuck it, I'm out," because he had no control after the second one. So
right. Yeah, like the second one, one of my favorite deaths in the second one was how he just pretty much injected the syringes into the nurse and just let her bleed out.
that was fun. Yeah,
but then, like, Halloween, yeah, Seasons of the Witch, it's an okay horror film. It's just, you know, everybody went in thinking, like, it was going to be...
Oh, it's terrible. No, 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 it's awful. It's really bad, but, like, the way it's so cheesy, it's good. Because it was one of those movies that freaked me out as a kid, because I was, like, totally scared of bugs, and, like, when the pumpkin thing kills the kids, it's, like, all bugs coming out. But then I watch it as an adult, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's fucking hilarious. Like, the ugliest dude in the world gets the hottest chick in the country. Like, it's so stupid. Like,
isn't that how reality works, though?
Nah. I have hope.
Like, you know, but then of course, like, four and five were cheesy, dumb, fun sequels that were just awful. And then we had six, which was better. You know, that's the one with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And then H2O, which sort of eliminated.
Oh my God.
Three, four, and five, four, five, and six.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that should have ended the whole franchise. And then, of course, we got Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes versus Michael Myers.
I thought it was H2O. Like, but Resurrection was so bad. And I'm like, you're gonna fight Kung Fu. You're gonna like Kung Fu Michael Myers. All right, dude. Like, whatever.
Oh, it was...
Just start rapping or something, dude. That movie's really bad. who thought like Busta Rhymes in a Halloween movie was an excellent idea? Like
yeah.
And then of course, you know, we have Rob Zombie films, which are just god awful.
Thank you, because I hate that motherfucker because of his music, and I hate the fucker because of his movies too. Like, I don't understand the cult that those movies had around them, and still do, because a lot of people like his like the other ones that he did are good. The serial killer movies, like not serial killer. But I forgot the name of them. The one with his wife and everything else.
Yeah,
The House of a Thousand Corpses.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Devil's but his Halloween is like the first one has its moments, but it's still pretty bad. And then the second one's even it's just horrible.
Yeah, the second one is awful. The second one's just like the first one. I enjoyed it.
And if you notice, some of the stuff in Halloween 2018 is stuff that Zombie tried to do, but they did it better in 2018.
Yeah. So yeah, like for example, with Rob Zombie, like House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects were great. And then I was telling Steve this like a week ago. I could not get through Three from Hell.
Yeah, me neither.
Like I watched like the first, I don't know, 30 minutes of this movie, and I'm like, when does this get good?
Yeah, I don't think Rob Zombie got through it either.
Because like in that movie, like, I mean, spoiler alert for a movie that's like, you know, 15 years old now, but like in the Devil's Rejects, like they should have, they're going out in a blaze of glory thing,
you know, they should have actually just went out and just died, finished that's it. How yeah. it went. Yeah,
but then like you just, oh, they're shot like, you know, a ridiculous amount of times and near death, but like they're back because they're the, you know, they're Satanists and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
But no, not to get over myself and talking points here, but yeah, then you go back and 2018 Halloween came out, and as I said, it had the same format as 1978, and then we've got Kills, and yeah, again, walked in skeptical, walked out going, holy shit, I need to watch this right now again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I gotta wait until we're done recording.
It's okay. We can wait. We can watch that until like after wrestling and shit.
Yeah. I haven't really watched much else I can actually remember.
Yeah.
A lot of shit. But yeah, it's pretty much what I got. How about you?
Nice. Renee, what's up, dude? What you got?
What's going on, guys? I'm actually awake this time, so I won't sound like an idiot like I did last week. I've been driving a lot, so I I mean, I've been driving a lot, and I kind of watch stuff here and there. I took, like, today I took off, and I got to watch some stuff. I caught up on Titans 2, like you guys, but I'm saving the last two episodes for, like, a big watch, because I love the show, and it, like, kind of sucks, because I know the episode after Jason Todd versus, Red Hood versus Nightwing, there's, like, a big thing that happens in it, so I'm going to save it for the last two episodes. That show is really good. I've even been talking about it already, but, like, that show is really fucking good. To make me give a fuck about these characters that I really didn't like anymore, especially Superboy. Yeah, and the story arc in this season, too, like, the way they grew as characters and as a team fighting, you know, Jason Todd and stuff. There's a couple of things that I'm nitpicky about, but, like, I let it pass because most of the show is really, really good. I did that. I saw a movie that I am recommending to everybody who's into horror. It's on Shudder, but, you know, you can find it anywhere. It's called Mayhem, and it has Steven Yeun from Walking Dead. He was Glenn. And it has Samara Weaving, who was in Guns Akimbo. Mm-hmm. She's Scarlet in that piece of shit G.I. Joe movie, which I couldn't even get past the first 10 minutes. And I tried really hard to get into that movie. I tried watching it like two times, and I was like, this is really dumb. But she's actually, like, moving up, and I saw Mayhem, and I'm like, she was good in Guns Akimbo, but she's really good in this. And basically, Mayhem is about, it's funny because it's about a virus, right? And this movie came out in 2017. And then watching it now in the post-COVID world, in a COVID world, is really interesting. Basically, there's a rage virus, kind of like the one in 28 Days Later. And like the country, like we know about the like in the movies universe, people know that it's a disease. So like whenever they spot it, they quarantine everyone. So Steven Yeun is a lawyer working in a really shady law firm. I mean, it's like all
like,
of them,
like most law firms.
Yeah, it's like every fucking law firm. And the building gets infected with the virus. It gets shut down, locked down. Steve's character is kind of like, he's already done with the shit. He gets fired in the beginning of the movie, and it just turns into this fucking orgy of violence, and it is so fucking good. Definitely check this movie out. I love the fact that Steven Yeun is doing stuff on his own, and he's a much better actor he's better than The Walking Dead. It's kind of hard for me to like explain sometimes, but I'm like, they shitted on him by killing him off the way they did in the comic book. And then on top of that, he's just a better actor than that show. Like, he's really good. He's in another movie that was, like, a serious movie that was, like, an Oscar contender. Like, can't remember what it is, the name of it, but that was good, too. Mercy. We watched Kronos. I guess we're going to talk about that later. That's about it. I played a couple of games this week. Back 4 Blood is out on Game Pass. Luckily, I paid Game Pass off, like, a year in advance. So, like, you know, because I'm broke now. And Back 4 Blood is included on it. And I didn't buy the game, right? Let's get this straight. I don't buy games anymore. I either play what I got or, like, you know, I play whatever's on there. And Back 4 Blood is really good. If you guys remember Left 4 Dead, it's from the same people that made Left 4 Dead. And it's it's pretty much Left 4 Dead now. The game's really fucking hard, though. So I'm hoping they tweak the difficulty a little bit with the updates, because it's a really good game. But the fucking game is hard, dude. Even, like, when you know what you're supposed to do, it's really, really hard. But it's still a lot of fun. What sucks is that I'm playing on the Xbox, and I don't know anyone on the Xbox that plays. So it's like, I got to join random people. And it's fun, but, you know, it gets annoying sometimes. The other thing that I did was I said, fuck you to Marvel's Avengers game. And deleted that fucking shit. Like, if I had a, like, real copy of it, I would have thrown shit out the window. The game is just not good. Like, I got deeper into it, and it's like, it's like in a video game like that, right? It's a third person game, so you're seeing the character, and if the camera doesn't work, the game doesn't work. So a bunch of times you're in, like, these huge battles, right? And you get killed, and you don't know what the fuck happened. Because the camera doesn't work. And I kept flipping out. I don't know how I didn't wake you up the other night, because I was screaming. I was like, motherfucker. Like, the other thing, too, the Hulk should not be able to get his ass kicked by random aim guys. Right? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was really stupid. Yeah, dude, like, the game is really dumb. And I'm like, as a game as a service, they could have looked at a bunch of other games and copied them. Because I know there's characters in World of Warcraft that are, like, Hulk whole goblins or whatever, and they can't get fucking killed by random people. Like, it's a really stupid game. And I got to the point where, like, I'm in the story and I'm doing this shit, and it's like a big battle with me and Hulk, and Hulk keeps getting killed. I gotta save him, and then I get killed, and then I don't know what the fuck happened. And it's like, oh, I gotta do it again. Fuck yeah. You. Like, I was like, fuck this, man. Like, I was really pissed off the other night. I was like, because I got like halfway through the story stuff. Like, I got, I think I just got in Black Widow, but there's a couple of fights that was just like, what the fuck? Like, I hated that shit, dude. Like, the Batman games are like the perfect third person game, all right? They got it right. So take that kind of, so imagine a game like that that's like completely wrong. Cause dude, like, I kept dying and I didn't know what the fuck was happening. I was like, well, like, this is not fun. Like,
well, Renee, there was one mission I was stuck on in that game. It was like a side mission where you could only be Black Widow, and it's a 3-level mission. Right, you started out on the, like, you land on the helipad or whatever. Like in the ocean, and then like you have to fight all the enemies outside, then go to a basement area and save some doctors who are weak as fuck, and like, the enemies are more overpowering than the health, than like the level up that you are, no matter like what level you are. Okay. And you, again, you can only use Black Widow, and it's fucking frustrating, and and like then you go to another level and you have to like break down a bunch of like these core reactors or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's I gave up on that mission after like a month of trying. I'm like, fuck this. Like I almost broke my game in half.
yeah, so I totally know that feeling.
And then like so then I saw your right, I saw your meme the other day with the Willem Dafoe, you know how much I sacrificed?
Yeah.
Because, like, I had just, after I gave up on Avengers, I bought the Return to Arkham pack of Asylum and City, and then I played Knight, because I own Knight.
Yeah, those games perfected. Those games perfected third-person fighting. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to make a game as good as that, don't even fucking try. Like, I can't believe Square Enix fucked us up this bad.
I know. And, like, so, like, with that game, with those Arkham games, getting those impossible fucking Riddler trophies, I did them all. And so, I'm like, okay, let me try to play Avengers again. Keep in mind, I'm still playing on my PS4. And so, like, I had to delete my Batman games to play Avengers, and like, and like 5 minutes into playing that fucking the Kate Bishop story. Now, keep in mind she's leveled down to 1 because she's a brand new character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, fuck. And then I saw your meme, just you know, like whatever amount of time later, and I fucking busted out laughing.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like, it. Pissed me off so much that I'm really glad I didn't pay for it. Like, if people pay for this shit, I would be like, if I had paid for this, I'd be flipping the fuck out because it's really not good. There was one, like, but the opening thing is really cool because, like, the opening, like, first half hour of it is kind of cool because, like, you fight as each Avenger to kind of figure out how the game works. That's cool. The rest of the game just sucks. I was like, terrible. Fuck this. Yeah, it was so dumb. What was the other thing? I mentioned The Way Down last time, right? The documentary on HBO.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I hope more people get to see it because it's really good. I think that's about it, man. Like, seriously, all I've been doing is driving. If anyone's hearing, listening to this, and you guys help me out, and you know what I'm talking about, we started paying the lawyer today. The car's getting fixed bit by bit. Which is really, really like the car. Yo, dude. Like, I don't have kids. I have a car. Holy shit, dude. Like, I went to the mechanic and he was like, oh, it's gonna be like $2,000 altogether. I was like, I was like, damn. I was like, all right. So it's gonna cost a little more than I expected, but I'm doing it like bit by bit. Like, I'm repairing one thing so I can keep going to repair the other thing. But you guys help me out a lot and I appreciate that. Like, you have no idea. So if you're listening to this and you help me out, thank you so much. It's been a really stressful couple of months. The busy season is starting now. The snowbirds are starting to come back, so I'm able to actually make money at the airport again. And yeah, just trying to, like, you know, keep my head up, you know, and just kind of like do what I gotta do.
Yeah, that's what we can.
I finally think I got out of my depression funk. Nice. I'm getting back into like really good shape from the gym. I'm down at 225 and I was at 250 like in August. So
that's what's up.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like a girl with new boobs. Like, you trying on shirts? Like, you trying to, because there's, dude, there was like half the clothes I had. Like, I couldn't fit. Like, that was why I was wearing tank tops all fucking summer, because I was like all fat. And then, like, I
couldn't. It wasn't wear just anything. To show off your, it wasn't just to show off your 24 inch pythons?
No, it was just the like 10 inches, I guess. But it was more like I just couldn't fit into anything. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just, like, you know, wear tank tops and stuff. But yeah. No, yeah, like, it feels really good to be back in shape. Nice. I've been feeling so sore though, but like it's like a good sore.
It's a good sore.
That's good.
Yeah, because like, yeah, it's been a really crazy year, and it's been a really tough year for everybody. And I'm just glad that we're starting to see some of the light at the end of the tunnel. So
yeah, we're almost there. We're almost there, man.
Almost. Yeah.
I can't believe it's already like halfway. It's almost Halloween.
Yeah, it's literally almost Halloween. We're like what? All right, now we're about 16 days away.
Today's a 15. Yeah. Yeah, dude, like this year flew by. Mm-hmm. It's like the longest and shortest year of my life.
Yeah.
So you talk about the countdown to Halloween, yet you did not think to sing the jingle.
Nah.
Season of the Witch.
No, no, I remember. But
I know.
Halloween.
I'm too sober to do that.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. Yeah. As for me, like,
I forgot something.
What you got?
I got another thing. I totally blanked out on it. All right. So I know I spoke about the Warhammer stuff that I've been reading, a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago. I took a break from the Warhammer stuff, cause I was like, oh my God, like all I see is Warhammer shit in my head. So like, I took a break from that and I started reading, a book that came out last year, or I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of them came out. Yeah, the first one came out in 2019. The second one came out last year. It's a short story collection of Star Wars stories called From a Certain Point of View.
And
they have one on Star Wars, and they have one on Halloween. They have one on Empire Strikes Back. They still haven't done Jedi, so I don't know what happened with that. I also got to look into it, because I got to see if it's like supposedly, if it's like really linked to Star Wars, because if it's canon, because like the first book is basically from the point of view of peripheral characters in the movies, right?
Okay.
So, like, the first one has stories about the stormtrooper that Obi-Wan force-tricked into letting them go.
Nice.
The stormtrooper that he's like, you know, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So one of the stories is him. And then one of the stories is the bartender at the Mos Eisley Cantina. One of the stories is Greedo. And it was awesome because they actually had Han shoot first, which I was like, ah, yes.
Nice.
And it's a really good book. And I really think I highly recommend it. But some of the short stories are kind of like, they're actually mostly really good. But I just can't get into the fact that they shoehorn a bunch of shit into Star Wars that just doesn't make any sense. Like I think I kind of mentioned it before, but it was like they keep bringing out Qui-Gon. And I'm like, he didn't exist in Star Wars. We didn't see him at all. He's never mentioned in the trilogy. So who the fuck is he to be put in this? Right? You have like Yoda fucking like force praying to him. And you have Obi-Wan too. And I'm like, didn't Obi-Wan say Yoda was his master in Empire? Like, am I the only one paying attention? And this is why I hate the prequels, man. Because people are like, oh, and the sequels too. People are like, oh, you're just a hater. No, like they're bad movies. Yeah. Structurally and story-wise. But anyway, back to the book. The only story that I didn't read is the one written by Will Wheaton, because I can't stand the fucking motherfucker. But the rest of the book is really, really good. I'm almost done with that one. I'm going to start reading the Empire Strikes Back one. I think they're like $10 on Kindle, on Amazon. I don't know how much. I think it's like $15 for the collection. It's a big book, though. Like, the Star Wars one is like almost 400 pages. It's a lot of shit. Jesus, it's really good. But it's really good. Like, I read that shit.
And for anthology books.
It's really good.
Right.
It actually got me to put in a bunch of the older Star Wars stuff that's not, you know, I forgot what they call it. Legends? Yeah, they call it Legends now instead of, like, you know, whatever. Because they're not part of the canon anymore. And I went back to start reading some of those. But yeah, if you're a Star Wars fan and you haven't picked these up, the book is called From a Certain Point of View. First ones on Star Wars. I can't wait to get into the Empire Strikes Back one, because, like, reading what the stormtroopers think of Vader and, like, all the other crazy shit. The other thing, too, that was awesome is, like, you have stormtroopers and, like, Imperial people, like, talking shit about Vader. Like, who's this who's this fucking guy out of nowhere that gets promoted and we don't know who the fuck he is? It's really good. It's actually a really, really cool book. Like, if you're into, like, you know, do people read anymore? Like, people like read books still? Like, if you're still into, if you're into that stuff and you're, you know, you're a Star Wars fan, like most of us are now, definitely check that shit out. It's really good.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. I definitely gotta check that out because like we read about, well, heard about it a few years ago. So like, I was like, I just wanted to know what it was on, because like I didn't even think it actually came out. But now you said so, I think I'm definitely gonna check it out.
I'm curious to see if like they're gonna do a Jedi one, because I don't know if it was like officially done or what.
Right.
This is a really good short story collection. A bunch of really good authors that I have no idea who the fuck they are.
Okay.
So it's really good. It was actually a really good book.
Nice.
And that's very fucking cool. That's all the stuff.
Very fucking cool. Very fucking cool. A couple things that I've been doing. I worked the Lax Bucks game was actually really fun. The Bucks against the I don't remember. But it was actually a really fun game against the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins. And it was pretty interesting because the Dolphins pretty much got spanked. And that was fun. That was fun to see the Dolphin, a bunch of Dolphin fans actually like crying and really sad and upset because they lost. It was fun. Like, is it bad that I like seek joy in people's sorrow? But yeah, that was pretty cool. A couple things that I watched. First thing that I watched was actually pretty cool was my brain just drawn a blank. I completely forgot. The biggest thing I actually want to talk about is actually Chucky. We spoke about it a few weeks ago that it was coming out on Sci-Fi and USA and stuff like that. But the first episode just came out this week, and they put it out on the YouTubes. So the first episode is on YouTubes right now. And I highly suggest you guys to check it out, because it's fucking good.
That was fucking good. That's a lot of potential. That's one of the other things I watch. But like, there's a lot of potential with that.
It's really fucking good. Like, so this is like, it's a media sequel from like all the Chucky movies, the regular movies, of course. And it follows basically a kid that finds Chucky at a flea market, not at a garage sale, and it just all craziness ensues. Because of course, you know, this kid, he's a weird kid because he just does random shit. Because he feels like an outcast. Because one thing that they do and they put out a lot of it in the show is that the fact that the main character, he's a gay character. Something that we haven't really seen much within, you know, I guess the Child's Play Chucky stories or whatever. But he's a gay character, and he seems like a very much like an outcast. And also because this story takes place in a high school, it's not like little kids or super adults. He's at that age that he's just trying to figure out himself and stuff like that, which is something that I did enjoy about the show so far. How it shows, you know, the teen point of view in how school is for them and for today, in today's world, because of course, you know, they could have done this. They did something like that back in the day, but it wasn't anything like it is today. And it makes sense for what it is. Cause of course this kid, he's slightly fucked up because, you know, people are always shitting on him all the time. Uh-huh. And he's basically like, yeah, I'm gonna be an artist or whatever. I'm gonna start getting all these dolls, and I'm gonna take off their heads, and I'm gonna build a sculpture out of their heads, which is really fucking weird. Because of course, you know, one thing is that you got a kid playing with dolls, but the fact that he's making a sculpture out of these doll heads is kind of weird too.
He kind of had like a Sid from Toy Story vibe.
Yes, he really did. He really did. And like the biggest thing that he was doing, he was like, "Yeah, I just want to get all these random doll heads," and he got a bunch of them. Like he had them like all around this fucking room, and he was like fucking putting them in clay and shit like that, and making them look like a huge sculpture. And then he was like, "I just want this one piece that's gonna make this even better." And then lo and behold, he finds Chucky. And he's like, I'm gonna try to get this head onto here, and this doesn't really work.
The old school Chucky, right? Not the one from the movie with Mark Hamill.
No, not that Mark Hamill one, no.
Awesome, okay.
Yeah. It has the same dude that played him back in the day. And it's pretty fucking cool. Like, I like the way they did it because it's it fits. It fits the story. Yeah. One thing that they've kind of like hinted at throughout the show is that they're going to be going into Charles Lee Ray's story, which is something that I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with that. They kind of hinted at it at the beginning and at the very end of the episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the guy who's like, you know, Chucky, the spirit inside Chucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
like, that's did they ever talk about that in the movies? Like, I don't remember. Like, I don't remember.
One either. And two. I don't remember either.
What I'd like to see is, you know, of course, we're going to get this whole arc of his backstory. So it'd be interesting to see how he became who he was, like mm-hmm. the serial killer side, and then what got him into the dark arts.
Like, yeah, because in the first one they just show the first one they just show like the voodoo guy. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, "Get me the fuck out of this! Like, I want to be human."
Right. Because right in the.
Yeah, Jonathan
was a serious actor.
Yeah, he was.
I think he still is, man.
Yeah, but it was actually really, really cool the way they did it. Like,
how long is the episode?
It's about an hour.
Really?
All right, cool. Close to an hour.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, well, with commercials, of course, it's gonna be an hour, but like, you know, without, it's gonna be like 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. A couple things that I saw from the thing as well. The version that I saw online was basically that they gave us like a bit of a 20-minute look into the episode or whatever, and they kind of gave us a look at who else is on the show. I knew Devin Sawa was gonna be in it, the dude from fucking Final Destinations and stuff. Mm-hmm. He plays two characters. Which is fucking dope.
Which I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all. Jonathan Parker says greetings from the Netherlands. Greetings to you too, sir. Hell yeah. Thank you for watching. It's super fun to see Devin Sawa playing two roles, because one of them he's a complete asshole to his son.
Yeah.
And the second one he's like, you know, he's the good guy. He plays the good and the bad guy at the same time.
Yeah, this has to be the year of the twins, because it's like we had the Sopranos thing with Ray Liotta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This, Devin Sawa and Chucky. And then I Know What You Did Last Summer thing has identical twins too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they actually have a TV show too. It's
supposed to be really good too. Like, one of the reviews I saw on a whole other tangent. We haven't watched it yet. But it got really good reviews, so I'm actually going to try to watch it this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll check it out too.
Nice. Yeah, I gotta give that a shot. But as far as Chucky, like I really enjoyed the first episode. And I'm very excited to see what they're gonna do with it. Because of course, you know, like I am a fan of the horror stuff. That's something that we're all into and shit. But the fact that they're coming out around this time of the year, it's fucking perfect.
It is perfect.
Yeah.
That's why I like that they released Halloween
Before Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's like all three movies from this trilogy are gonna be October releases. So we already have the first two done in October, and then Ends is confirmed for October. So I'm like, that's really fucking dope. But you know, you can't have a movie called Halloween and have it come out in fucking like November or like January.
Yeah, just like the weird horror movies that wind up coming out in like February and shit. Like, why is this horror movie coming out in February?
Well, you gotta remember too, like that was like the old school way before COVID. Yeah. Like they would dump, like movie studios dump the shit they don't want to like, how can I explain this? Movie studios dump movies into theaters, or they used to, during the winter, because that's like, they'll lose money anyway, but they can say they released it. And that's why they release certain movies around like February and March.
Absolutely. And people, regardless, they go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jonathan Parker saying that he was the first child to play the movie when he was about 5.
Yeah, I love the '80s, dude. I love the fact that we grew up in a time where we could watch like shit that we really weren't supposed to watch. Because their parents are like, fuck it, just let us sit in front of the TV. Like, they had shit to do. Everybody had eight jobs. So the kids would just sit there watching whatever. It was awesome.
I remember I had to have been probably like 5 or 6. And I was at my aunt and uncle's place spending the night there. And my aunt is a big horror buff. And like the first thing, I mean, that's all we'd watch over there is horror movies. And I remember going like, I'm afraid, but let me test the water, you know, because everything's sunshine and rainbows at that age. And then like,
oh, of course,
you know, and then like the first one that really stuck with me still to this day. And now you go back and laugh at it. But Dolls.
Yeah. That's on Shudder. Yeah. That one's on Shudder.
Yeah, like, that one's creepy.
That's the first. I think that's like the first horror movie I've ever watched. So yeah, I was probably like 6, maybe 7, but no younger or older than that. And like, yeah, it's just one of those things that like still resonates with me. Like going, holy shit! Like I watched that movie at that age.
Nice. I think the first one that I watched was Nightmare on Elm Street. With the first one, I think I watched.
Okay.
Yeah, I think mine was Friday the 13th.
Yay!
Yeah, Friday the 13th, I think it was. What fucked me up was that my parents used to send me to El Salvador in the summer, and when you're a kid, you kind of like when you're a kid from here and you go down there when no one speaks English, you're like you want to see something in English, right? Mm-hmm. So all they had in English were like horror movies or like shit that I really wasn't supposed to watch.
Of course.
And they actually put what's funny is a bunch of that stuff is on Shudder. Like they put remember that movie? Do you guys heard of a movie called Angel about a hooker?
No, I don't
like know she's yo, dude, it's hilarious. I don't know why it's on Shudder, it's not really a horror movie, but they've been putting like a lot of like grindhouse stuff on there from the 80s and the 90s. And I'm like, yo, I saw this shit when I was like 8 years old. I was like, why? There's a lot of girls like in a prep school in the day, and she's a hooker at night in Hollywood. And like, nice. I remember that movie, and I was like, holy shit! Like, I remember like, when I scrolled over that, I was like, wow, Exorcist 2, yo, Exorcist.
Yeah,
I remember watching that shit as a kid, and it freaked the fuck out of me. And then when I watched it as an adult, I was like, this is bullshit. Like, she's just tripping. Like, she's not possessed. Like, she's just high. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I enjoy the Exorcist whenever. Like, this is creepy, but it's still fun. Like, I thought it was fun. I watched it when I was, like, what, like 10 or 11 or so. I didn't watch it when I was too much younger.
I mean, like, as a movie, I think it's good. Don't get me wrong. I think it's good. Oh, does it scare me? No. Like, I know that stuff is bullshit. So it doesn't scare me in the least. But I do, like, I watch it every now and then whenever it's on Shudder or HBO or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sequels is actually really good. The one that has Brad Dourif in it.
Oh,
I forgot which one it is, but it's actually really good.
Okay.
But yeah, all that stuff that I thank our parents for being like, you know, that's
fun. That open.
That open and like didn't give a fuck. So I was like, thank you.
Like,
thanks the beers and the cigarettes.
another one that like I still remember being frightened of is Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Child.
Oh yeah.
And like I watched that, I was probably like 8, and my landlady at the time, her son was a little bit older than me, and he had a birthday party. I got invited. I'm like, okay, cool. And so, like, we're going to watch Nightmare on Elm Street 3. I'm like, I remember, like, peeking in, hanging out in the kitchen, peeking back in, hanging out. And I just remember, like, the nightmare that I had, like, just seeing, like, a shadowy Freddy-like figure on my wall and freaking the fuck out, waking my parents, you know? Like, but now, like, you go back and watch these, and then even go back and watch, like, these, like, one of the other things I was watching this weekend was the movies that made us season 3.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
And like, it's I have one episode left out of the 6. But like the making of Halloween, the making of Friday the 13th, then you got the original Nightmare on Elm Street, and just seeing like the behind the scenes of how they did like the you know, Johnny Depp getting sucked into the bed and all the blood. And
like, oh, that was great, dude. That was one of my favorite scenes. Yeah,
absolutely, it was. Like the back and forth on like the different endings that they had wanted and come up with, and then what was it? Then Get Out of Horror. Then it was RoboCop was a really good one. Mm-hmm. And I watched the one in Aliens. and how like James Cameron was like a dick to the crew, and then
walked out. Fuck James Cameron, dude! Like he's such an asshole.
He still is. Like he's still.
And, the one that I have left, I don't know why this is on this season because it doesn't fit the genre. But Coming to America.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it because I love that movie. But like, I just find it interesting that like you have all these like, you know, horror and rated R movies on this list. Now RoboCop was almost rated X.
Yeah. Well, that's what like, you get for shooting people in the dick, though.
Right?
Yeah.
But no, like, I love that. I love Halloween, man. I love like just this time of year. It really, like, where my wife's favorite holiday is Christmas, like minus Halloween.
Actually, yo, Jonathan brought up a really good point. I got to say that before I forget. But yeah, keep going, bro.
Yeah, go. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, go.
All right, so there's this thing about horror, and like European horror is really fucked up. And it goes to something that I've talked about before about how like countries and cultures that have dealt with war are damaged for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
And some of the horror shit that came out of like, you know, the post-World War II era and like post-Vietnam stuff, because remember, France was the first ones to go into Vietnam. Like, they were fighting in Vietnam for like 10 years. Yep. A lot of the shit that comes out of like French horror, Italian horror is a good way to look at it too. Like I forgot his name, the Giallo pigs, all that shit. That shit is hardcore compared to what we were putting out here in the States.
Yeah, like what we put out over here is nothing.
It didn't start getting to that level until like maybe 2000s, but like in the 80s, it was like we had the slasher shit cornered, but there was shit coming out from Europe that was like out of control. Man versus Dog is one that's really good. I think that's the name of it. It's about a reality TV crew following a French guy who's just killing everybody. And it's really fucking good. It's on HBO Go. There's a couple other French ones that are really fucked up.
Martyrs.
That's the one. Yeah, yep. Martyrs. Inside, won't the whatever the one cut the baby out of the lady? Oh, dude, there's so many. But yeah, like horror stuff, like. I love that shit, but there's some French and European stuff that I was like, eesh, like,
It's cringeworthy stuff,
Like, I need a hug, but they're great movies, though. Like, they're really fucking good. Like, they, what kills me about that stuff, too, is that, like Spain is another country that came out with a lot of stuff. Like, Cronos came out of, like, the horror from Spain and the wreck movies and the other shit that's come out from Spain. Argentina, the movie that you saw pretty recently. Yeah, dude, I only saw that shit once and I can never watch it again. The Serbian movie. That's another good example. Serbia. And that area of Europe was in war for like 5 years during the Clinton years. And the shit that happened to them, the atrocities that happened to them are really fucking insane. And then you get 10 years later and you get the Serbian film.
Yep.
And like horror is awesome. Horror is like, it lets you see the worst of humanity in a really safe way.
It really does. It really
I think a lot of that stuff needs to be seen because some people need to kind of understand that like, yo, like shit is really fucked up sometimes.
Yeah. It's like we think that stuff that we see over here is, you know, it's hardcore. But when you actually go and you actually see things that are from like other countries, you're just like, holy shit. Like you wouldn't even never expect them to come out with something like that.
You know what's a big red flag for me now when I'm dating? If she can't watch a horror movie, I'm like, yeah, nah, we can't. Because my last ex was like that. And I'm like, dude, like, seriously? Like, just it's not real. Yeah. This dude, yeah. Starship Trooper guy. Fuck, I forgot his name. But yeah, like I love horror. Like if you date me, you gotta be about the nerd life and horror. Like
word.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I guess continuing with the horror stuff, like something that was one of the things that we kind of spoke about last week. We're gonna talk about another horror movie for this week. Kind of like a the horror treat, you know, for the week. Last week was 1981's My Bloody Valentine. This week we chose 93. Guillermo del Toro's Cronos. And that one was on HBO. It's on HBO Max right now. And it's one of those movies that you don't really expect much from. One thing is I had never heard of it before.
Really?
Yes, I've never heard of it before. I've been a fan of Guillermo del Toro since what was it? Pacific Rim, I think, was the first time I saw anything Guillermo del Toro.
I always forget he did that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he does good stuff. And like, I kind of saw it here and there. Like, I saw it like pop up, like, oh yeah, this is his movie. I was like, okay, I didn't really give into it, or, you know, give it a shot. But I was like, okay, let's when you mentioned this to me, I was like, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's check it out for this week. And it's basically, it's a horror movie, but it's not your typical horror movie. It's not like full of scares or, you know, full of, you know, jump scares, or it's more of a one of those things that like Jonathan said in the chat, he was like, yo, it's something that gets under your skin.
Yeah.
Like literally, like it makes you feel weird. And it's really good. The gist of the story is that people have been trying to find, you know, the Fountain of Youth for ages.
And that's a really good thing that they did that in the movie, because historically the Spaniards were nuts for that shit. That's why they fucking tore apart Central and South America looking for that, right, and the Holy Grail. So I thought that was really cool. Like, I caught it this time. I was like, oh yeah, like, because the beginning, like the guys from the Inquisition, the one that they find dead in the 70s, he was alive during the Inquisition.
Yeah. So they're trying to find, you know, the Fountain of Youth, and somebody creates this thing that looks like a bug. And this bug attaches to you and basically sucks your blood, but kind of regenerates your blood at the same time, making you live longer.
Yeah, it's like a really different way to be a vampire in the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the way he does it, the way he tells the story, and the way it's shot, it's a beautiful looking movie too.
Yeah.
It's also his first major. It's his first movie, and you can see, you can connect this movie to stuff that you see in Hellboy and Hellboy 2. Mm-hmm. And you can see stuff that in, like, what was the other one? Crimson Peak. That's another really good movie of his. Like, kind of like the style of the way he's always been a really good fucking director. Like, it kills me that this was his first movie. It's really good. The acting is on point. It's half in Spanish, and I know people who love it who usually don't like movies and subtitles. Mm-hmm. Ron Perlman plays a great villain in it.
Yeah, this is my first time seeing Ron Perlman, like, not old.
Yeah, yeah, he was in Beauty and the Beast, but he was in the fucking makeup all the time. But yeah, right. this is one of his first big movies. Well, not big, because it was an independent movie. And like, I saw the budget, and like, nobody saw it, but it's actually a really good fucking movie. I had seen it a long, long time ago on VHS, and then like when HBO Max put it on, I was like, oh shit, and I watched it again. It's really good, man. We don't want to spoil it too much, but yeah, it's like a really cool, different look at a vampire story, mm-hmm. and what it means to fucking live forever sometimes, and what you would have to sacrifice to do that. And yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's definitely one of those movies that you definitely should give it a shot. And especially, like, you may not want to like sit through subtitles and stuff like that, but the story is actually worth it. It's worth to sit down and actually give it a shot, because there's a lot of good things in it, and you get to see a lot of where Guillermo del Toro has evolved his way of shooting a movie and directing a movie. I was super excited for it.
And this is one of the movies that still freaks me out, because they use real roaches instead of like the movie roaches.
Yeah,
there's like real Mexican cockroaches in that thing. And I was like, yeah, like, I hate those things, man. Yeah, but yeah, no, yeah. It's highly, highly recommended.
Yeah, I'm definitely super excited for it. I'm definitely super excited to see it again, because, you know, I'm a fan of it so far.
Yeah, yeah, dude, and it's a short movie too. Like, I watched most of it at the gym tonight when I was working out.
Yeah, it's not very long. Yeah. It's what you would want an older horror movie to be. You don't want it to be like super long and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like the horror in it is it's like Steve said, it's not really scary. It's just more about like what happens and what this guy has to do to survive. Mm-hmm. There's also a sequel to it too. We Are What We Are, which I kind of keep meaning to see, and I keep forgetting that it actually exists.
Okay.
The coroner dude from the end is in it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot. Jonathan says, "Have you watched?" Yeah,
no, I've never.
I don't think of it. I think I've heard it. I'll definitely look into it. Yeah. yeah, so that's pretty much it for what we've watched this week and what's been going on. So I guess it's time to get into some geek news. Yay, geek news. Woo-hoo. Some of the things that came out this week, one thing specifically that came out this week is kind of like, why would you do such a thing? Like, why would DC decide to do this to another character that a lot of people have, you know, grown to love and care for a long time? Granted, they've been playing with the idea for quite a while. They recently announced that Robin, Tim Drake's version of Robin, is bisexual or bicurious or whatever. But they've also just announced that the new Superman, who's actually not Clark Kent, but who is it? Connor?
Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, Jonathan Kent is actually bisexual as well. And people are going crazy about this. Like, it's a comic book character, people. Like, why are you so upset about it? I don't get it. And it's not like, you know, you're getting upset about, oh, Clark Kent's, you know, gay or whatever, or he's bi or whatever. It's technically a newer version of Superman.
Right.
So you can do whatever you want with it. And of course, you know, he's not doing anything wrong towards anybody. He's just living his life.
Yeah, it's not like he's like super cornholing people. Like, it's just
right.
Like, it's just him. Like, I mean, DC, I've said this for years now. DC has lost their fucking minds when it comes to the comic books.
Yeah.
Them comic books suck. And this is just another way for them to kind of like get attention for something that's gonna be fucking mediocre. They stole this idea from Marvel too. Yeah. So it's like what the fuck is DC doing? Like, who's in charge of the fucking show at DC now? Because like, this is really dumb. I'm not like bashing it because I know it is what it is. I'm not a fan of Superman at all. I personally always thought he was gay since I was a kid. I can't, like, that cape just said Liberace to me and flaming. So I was like, whatever. But like, the whole thing about this is like, people who are not into comic books are gonna like maybe get curious, but ultimately it's not gonna last. What's hilarious is that they're doing the Superman thing and they did it with Captain America. Because Captain America's got the gay Captain America. Like, they have the alternate dimension Captain America's running around in one of the series. And yeah, there's a gay one, there's a bi one, there's a black one, there's an old lady one, like, Peggy's in it. It's a bunch of shit. And then DC copies that and does it with Superman. I think the bigger problem with this is more that, like, DC needs to focus on making great, great comic books again, which they haven't been able to do for fucking, what, going on 20 years now? Holy shit. Maybe 10, because New 52 is already 10 fucking years old. God damn, we're old. Time fucking flies. Yeah. But yeah, like, the whole thing with the Superman character being gay, it's just for publicity and for people to buy a couple more comic books. It's not going to last.
No.
I mean, Superman's been blue and white. Two people, he's, oh God, like, it's just so dumb. Like, I was like, I mean, it's, and I'm not bashing the fact that he's gay. I'm bashing the fact that DC runs out of ideas and they just, like, do shit like this to kind of, like, get attention to it. And instead of focusing on just writing a good story. Because if you have a comic book that has these characters in it and people just find it out like that, you would have a way different reaction than the way they did it by just fucking announcing it.
Right.
You know, it's, to me, it's a detriment to people who, like, really want to get into this stuff because of certain things. But I'm like, whatever. Like, it's, I don't have a problem with it. It's like that thing from that I always post when people get mad about this shit. It's fictional characters.
Yeah.
Like the Jay and Silent Bob thing.
Yeah.
Fictional characters. And if you don't like it, don't read it.
You know, it's like the same people that get, it's the same people that are getting pissed off, what we spoke about, what, 2 weeks ago when, with fucking, Chris Pratt as Mario.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a fictional character.
Yeah. It's something that, you know, you don't really have to, don't think too much into it. Like, it's literally something that somebody wrote on paper.
Right. If you don't like it, don't read it. Exactly.
Yeah. Or don't watch it. Like, simple.
You have the opportunity that we all do to make a choice and choose to read something else.
Mm-hmm.
and just don't pull a Karen and be like, this is not, you know, worth it. Like, why is this happening? You know, just, it's a fucking, it's a cartoon. It's a, it's a comic book.
It's not real.
It's a video game. Pick your poison. It's not fucking real, people. It's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Yeah, you gotta love how people take shit so fucking seriously sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but it happens, you know. This is the world that we live in. We can't really do much about it right now.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Another thing that came out this week out of the news is something that's very, 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 very fucking cool. We're fans of the Marvel Universe, of course. And especially the Marvel Cinematic Universe, has been a lot of good shit in that. But we got recent news of more castings. And the biggest casting that we've heard in quite a while is for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. We got news that they have casted Adam Warlock. And who will be playing Adam Warlock but Will Poulter, that we've seen. Well, the first thing that I remember seeing him in is what's it called? We're the Millers.
We're the Millers. Yeah, yeah, that's the first time I saw him.
And I thought he was pretty good then.
He played and, the part. He was the geeky kid.
Yeah, and he played it very well. So I'm like, I has he done other things since then? Probably. I haven't really seen much of him since then.
I didn't watch it because I couldn't get into Black Mirror during 2020.
He wasn't he was in the Black Mirror episode where they did the whole
interactive
interactive shit. I didn't watch that one either.
He's really good though. Like, he's one of those, like, actors that have gotten really, really good as the older he gets.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good casting.
Absolutely. I think it's really good. Like, I'm super excited for this. Like, I really want to see what they're gonna do with this. Especially, you know, that we haven't seen, you know, Adam Warlock within the MCU yet.
Right.
It's very, very fucking cool.
And this is gonna be, this is most likely James Gunn's last movie in the Marvel world.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right.
Until they give him money.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the Guardians trilogy was so good.
Yeah, yeah. Let's give you more money for these. Make more.
Other things.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited to see what we're gonna do with this. I'm excited to see how he's gonna do. I'm excited for it. Like, first off, like, I've enjoyed the Guardians of the Galaxy series in general.
Yeah, same.
So seeing that they're gonna bring a whole new character that we haven't seen yet, and the fact that they're bringing somebody that's actually pretty good at acting and stuff, is very, very fucking cool. I'm super excited for it.
And since he can do the serious but also the comedy aspect,
mm-hmm.
sure he'll feed off that cast really well.
Oh yeah, I mean, he'll fit in perfectly.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It'd be interesting to see if what version of, you know, if they're gonna go with like a younger version of Adam Warlock, or if they're gonna go with, you know, a little bit older, give him the longer hair, you know, the more, you know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited for it. I want to see what's gonna happen. A couple more things that came out that's pretty fucking cool this week. One thing that I was super fucking excited for, because I've been a fan of this for a very long time, and I've been a fan of the Home Alone series for a very long time as well. we knew that they were gonna do I don't know if we want to call it a sequel or a spinoff or a reboot or what exactly they're going to go with it. But we got the first trailer for Home Sweet Home Alone, which is the next installment in the Home Alone series. And from what it looks like, it is not a spinoff or, you know, a reboot or anything, because one of the McAllisters is actually in this one. The brother, I think the older brother.
Yeah, it was Buzz.
He plays like one of the cops. So it kind of falls into play with the other, with the original. So yeah. I'm kind of excited for that. kind of excited to see if maybe, you know, what's his face shows up in this?
You think
Macaulay Culkin? We never know. We never know. He's not. He's not on, on all the drugs like he was before.
No, he's actually. He's sober and like is a dad and shit now.
Right.
I mean, this is Disney, right?
Yeah, this is
Disney. If Disney money will make people do shit they said they would never do. So it's just like a Star Wars sequel.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, but this looks pretty fun. Like, I'm excited for it. It has the dude from Deadpool. He's in it. The from Deadpool 2, the dude with the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in it. Ellie Kemper from Kimmy Schmidt, who was fucking hilarious. And it has a little British kid. I don't know. I don't think I've seen him in anything before. But also has a comedian, Pete Holmes, that I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
And it looks fun. It looks fun. It doesn't look like it's going to be something that's going to be super, like, why. Even though it is kind of like why.
It's still going to be why.
Yeah. Like, it is still why. But, like, it's still going to be like, okay, I can't. Why? But, like, I'm still going to watch it. Because, you know.
I'll check it out. You know, there'll probably be whiskey involved when I watch it. Because
For sure. For fucking sure. I'm not gonna be super sober for that. I'm gonna be very inebriated while I watch it. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna watch it anyway. Cause why the fuck not?
We should do like a live tweet.
Yes. Oh, that would be so fun. Like, that would be so fun to do a live tweet off. Like, yeah, we haven't done that in a while. I haven't done that in a long time, actually.
Same.
Yeah. So we should do that. We should do that for Sweet Home Alone or Home Alone, whatever.
I think the last time I did a live tweet to anything was like the 2020 election.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Or like the debates rather.
Yeah, that's it. that's something to be that. Yeah, that's something to definitely have that for.
Right, and there was alcohol for those too. But yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jonathan's asking, do you guys like The Lost Boys?
Love The Lost Boys.
I've actually never seen it.
Oh, you should watch it, dude.
Yeah, every time I say that, like, around my wife, she looks at me like, what the actual fuck?
Who did I marry? Why? Where have you been your entire life? Right. Yeah. Have you been living on the rock?
That's actually really good. That was one of, like, the better 80s movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Joel Schumacher, like, he actually made a really good movie in that. Yeah. Like, it's definitely worth seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, Jonathan's asking you, why haven't you ever seen it? What the fuck, dude? it's really fucking good. It's definitely worth watching.
I'll check it out one of these days.
Yes. Another thing that came out this week, actually came out today, something that I am super excited for. I know, Brian, you're not a big fan of this season, but... That's fair. That's fine. That's fine that you're not a big fan of this series. I know, Renee, you're not a big fan of the Doctor Who stuff either. But we got a trailer for the next season, which is Doctor Who Flux, which kind of will be the ending of the 13th Doctor that we've seen that's played by the girl from Attack the Block. This is going to be, you know, the end of her role or her road as the Doctor. It's kind of sad because I'm a fan of hers. Been a fan of hers since Attack the Block. And I've enjoyed her as the Doctor. She brings her own little character to it, which I'm a fan of. Like every other Doctor does. They bring their own little quirks and their own little things to the character.
Jodie Whittaker is her name.
Yes, yes, Jodie Whittaker.
But, like, for me, it's not her. I think she's great. It's the fucking writing on that.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's too bright.
Well, because her character is a very bright character. She's kind of like a ray of sunshine that we haven't gotten for a while. Because all the Doctors as of late have been really dark, very brooding, very, like, upset at life. like Peter Capaldi was exact was that. He was like very, very dark, very evil.
How I like my doctor though. I like
I agree. But I do, like I said, I do like the bright side that she's bringing to the character because it is a little bit different. Kind of reminds me of the fourth doctor. Like he's the doctor with all the colors on his scarves and shit. Like I was like, okay, I like the way this is going. So she's kind of like a play off of him. So it's like, okay, I'm excited for it.
I want to clarify something. I like Doctor Who. It's just there's so much shit to watch. It's kind of hard to get into it, but yeah. I do like Doctor Who.
Okay.
There really is so much shit to watch.
There's a lot.
The show's awesome. Like the way they look at sci-fi and the whole, I think it's awesome. And that show can fucking change sci-fi too. Like we take it for granted, but that show's been around for a really long time. Yeah. And those characters affect Star Trek stories and a lot of the other sci-fi shit that we got in the 80s and 90s. Like I think it's a good show, but like I've only been able to see like maybe bits and pieces of the show, and the stuff that I've seen is really good. I saw the season with the guy who's an asshole. Like everything he's in, he's like, oh, I hated working on it. He was the guy in Thor too.
Oh yeah. Christopher.
He's such a dick. Yeah, like yeah, Christopher Ellison is like, I love these actors that like every time they do something, like, oh, it sucked. Like this guy too. I just talked about his daughter in Mayhem. What the fuck, Weaver, Hugo Weaver. Oh, yeah. He's talking about Captain America. I'm like, but you took the fucking money, didn't you? You stupid fuck. Right? I'm like, but no, like that season has one of the best sci-fi things I ever saw with the woman who's just like a skin. Mm-hmm. When they're watching the end of like one of the Earths, like a future Earth, and like mm-hmm. the lady who's just like, the bad guy, she's just like a piece of skin. Yeah. That episode is really fucking good. But yeah, like I like Doctor Who. I don't know if I'm a fan. Like I'd have to sit there and watch everything. Mm-hmm. But no, I appreciate it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's also one of the things that got people into sci-fi and horror stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Once they saw that, they kind of like got into it. And I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan's now saying that he saw Dune about a month ago because it was released earlier out by him than it is out here.
Lucky.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's coming out next week or the week after out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week.
And that's another thing on the toy side of things too, like. Nice. Cheers.
Those speakers have been out for a while too. They look really good.
They do. But like that's the thing about the like these like movie figures and shit. Like they come out and then I guess more so now with the pandemic, like these the things like they come out and then they're on clearance before the movie's even out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They drop it
so early.
It happened with Black Widow. That wave, people got it, and then it became a clearance thing. Mm-hmm. And then Shang-Chi, like, they had released a Target exclusive Katie, and I still haven't seen Shang-Chi yet, but like, like her character is like an important character in the film, and like that figure, it was all over Target and became like a $6 figure. And now, I mean, the Eternals at least is a little bit closer.
Right,
because
they didn't drop them too early.
Yeah, but like, and then you got Dune, which like, you know, those figures got shown at Toy Fair last year,
mm-hmm.
and then like they came out a couple of months ago, and then it's like, oh, no movie because of the pandemic. So like, mm-hmm. I feel bad. Like all these things, I want to like it, but like,
they take too long.
Now I don't want to collect it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But going back to Doctor Who, the final few episodes, it's six episodes for this season, is going to be coming out on Halloween. The first episode comes out on Halloween, and then it's going to end for the last six more weeks after that. So it's a six-episode arc, which is kind of sad because I don't want to see her go. But we'll see. We'll see what else happens after that. See who else gets to regenerate and what else, what other doctor comes into us. What I've read online a bunch of is that this whole reason it's a flux thing is that they're gonna be possibly introducing a multiverse of doctors, because technically There's only 13 regenerations. So, kind of, cool. Yeah, kind of makes you wonder, like, what's gonna happen now? Because of course we know in the last couple seasons we got another doctor that she didn't even know about that was on her world. The black doctor, the black lady doctor, that she showed up out of nowhere. And then they also had the war doctor and all these other doctors that we didn't really know about until they just showed up out of nowhere. So the fact that they may be introducing a whole multiverse of different doctors is going to be pretty interesting. So I'm excited for that.
Is it still on HBO?
Yes, it is still on HBO.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll go through it.
Yeah, the new stuff should be on there right now. So you can definitely check that out. On HBO and also on BBC. So if you have the BBC stuff, you can check it out over there too. The new stuff comes out on BBC on the 31st. So that should be cool. I'm very excited for that. And then the final piece of news for this week, something that I am very excited for. Something that we've seen for a very long time, that we've heard, and we were kind of like, I wonder what they're going to do with this, is word that we, well, not word, we got the first trailer for Scream. Right. They kept it old school and just gave it the title Scream.
Right, they didn't, because their way of, so I was reading up on this and watching like a ton of videos about it. Like, the reason why they called it Scream and not Scream 5 is because when you think of like horror movies, especially, and there's like the number after a certain number, it's like, oh, it's the fifth one. It's probably not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you go in with that mentality of like, oh, it's not going to be good. And then, unlike my skepticism before about Halloween Kills, like, you know, it's not a good movie. You know, like when you go in, you pay this money, and then it's like, oh, that was it. That's what I basically we love Halloween.
yeah, good point, Javon.
So like, so like you go in and you like get your ticket to go see like Friday the 13th Part 5, you know, or like all these other movies that are like part whatever, and then it's like, oh, that was a thing. So that's basically why they said what are you laughing at? That's why they said
I'm laughing at what Jonathan said over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
So so basically with Scream, they kept it simple because they just wanted it to be like a new movie and not a sequel,
even though absolutely.
And another thing that I was reading about this is that everything that we saw in the trailer is a misdirect. So, like, they edited the trailer beautifully to make you think that, oh, like, this character is getting killed already. And, like, you know, spoiler with this first teaser trailer. But no, like, everything in this trailer is a misdirect. Because they want to keep it fresh.
Of course. Well, that's what you would expect from a lot of these movies, because if you look at this trailer, it's very similar to the original trailer in how they had, you know, oh yeah, Drew Barrymore is going to be in this movie. She's going to be in this the entire fucking time.
And she's dead in 10 minutes.
And she's in five, not even 10, yeah. In like 5 minutes. She's the first one that dies in the first fucking movie. So like, spoiler alert, fuckers. Like, she was the first one to die. Like, don't be scared.
One thing about this, though, is like, I watched an interview with Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich, and like, they both actually kind of hinted at like a tease. I mean, also a misdirect. But then there was a promo image of something online of Matthew Lillard looking all scarred and shit. I don't know what. It could have been an independent film, whatever. But I'm like, you know, thinking about it.
Could be. He's coming back.
Because the original idea was he was going to be the villain in 3.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, Neve Campbell still got it.
Yeah, she's still. Yep. Neve Campbell still looks good. Yep.
Yeah. One of my favorite lines in that trailer, though, is when Dewey calls her, and he's like, "Do you own a gun?" She's like, "I'm Sidney Prescott. Of course I own a gun."
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
I was like, "Yikes."
It's only right.
And then, like, the thing that really blew my mind in that trailer was they're in Stu's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you that's know? What you were telling me, yep.
Yeah, like, if... Why is Stu's house in the movie? I mean, obviously, his parents could have sold and whatever, and they're in... You know, they're in their fucking same town, so, like, naturally, somebody else could have moved in. But it's just interesting to see the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's almost like a blink and you'll miss it kind of moment in the trailer.
Yeah, because I missed it the first time I saw it.
So, like, I'm looking forward to seeing, like, okay, what's going to happen here? So I'm excited for it. I am.
Oh, yeah. Super excited for it. It looks really cool. It looks really, like, it looks very promising.
And, like, one of the characters is named Wes, as homage to their fallen leader.
Of course.
So, that's I think that's pretty dope. I wonder if they will end again in a plot drained in maple syrup. Huh.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be great.
That'd be very interesting. Yeah, but I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. Cause,
yo, I only remember the first one. Like,
that's fair. That's fair. Because like the other ones kind of like they went by, you know, a decent story, but it was also like a lot of weird shit in between.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, Scream should have been a standalone horror film.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess it was just so popular that Wes was forced into doing a sequel. But you also had, Kevin Williamson wrote it, so it's like, okay, you know, the man writes really good horror.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when part three came out, Kevin Williamson wasn't involved, and that's why Scream 3 is the weakest of the movies.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it still had its moments. And then part four was actually really good.
I don't think I've watched the fourth one.
Part four actually came out in 2011.
Yeah, and, I definitely didn't see that one.
It was good. She's like,
wait, was that the one? Was that the one with Halle Berry?
When was Halle Berry in a movie?
Yeah, I was like. No, it was
Jada Pinkett.
Fuck, yeah, Jada Pinkett. Yeah,
Pinkett that one.
Was
yeah,
that was true.
That was true. I remember that part. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, like, I haven't seen either one of them. I guess that? I've never seen any other ones other than the first one.
Those the Wayne movie had the same kind of kill, but with dildo in the glory hole.
Oh yeah,
that's what I remember. Yeah. That's the only reason, because I've seen the first three, but I don't remember the last. I don't remember them. But I do remember that scene in the movie theater where she gets, like, they kill the boyfriend and they kill her.
Yeah, like, I know the original movie was supposed to be called Stab, and that's when they later parodied it and made that the fictional movie in Scream. No, but, like, I'm excited about 5. I'm curious to know what's next for something that should have, like, ended after a first movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You very know, exciting.
And, you know, like, it's... I mean, I guess it's... Is it, like, past the torch? We don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Like, I actually... Like, I do... I am a fan of the girl that died in the trailer. She's actually in You, in the first season, in the second season of You. She's in it. She's actually pretty good in it, too, as well.
Wait, which girl?
The one that dies in the new trailer of Scream.
What, Jenna Ortega?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's another misdirect. You don't know if she's dead.
Whatever. It looks like she died in the fucking trailer. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. What it says in the fucking trailer.
But
leave it be a misdirect or not, she dies in the trailer. So I'm going from what I saw. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add for the show this week?
Have you guys watched the new season of What We Do in the Shadows?
I've only seen the first two episodes, and I'm sad.
It's not those two. It's not as good. Like, okay. Five episodes are out, and like the first two are good, but like after that, it gets kind of like they do like sitcom shit, and I'm just like, I was kind of disappointed. So hopefully, you know, it gets better. But like the third episode or the second one, they do some sitcom Three's Company's bullshit, and I'm just like, what? Like, okay.
Yeah, so let's see what happens. I have not gotten around to season three yet.
Yeah, it's good, but like I might be being a little bit harsh just because like the other seasons were so good.
You're not the first person to tell me that like the second season, the third season is kind of weird for a weird show.
Yeah, it's getting. I think they're running out of ideas, but like I said, I've only seen like the first three or four episodes. I
think, but you got to think about it too. You got to think about it too, like the fact that like this season was actually written and done during the time that we're going through right now.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. The other thing, the Dave Chappelle thing on Netflix is really good. I talked to Steve about it off air. It's not really like hilarious funny, but it's like makes you think funny. Mm-hmm. And like the whole trans thing, I think, is getting really blown out of proportion. I think a lot of the stuff people are just like, they're way too sensitive about this shit. And I don't think they even listen to the episode, to the special, because he has like this really poignant, fucked up story about a friend of his. And it just made me kind of think about like a lot of stuff too, because I've had like some people in the car talk to me about like how what it means to be gay in Florida and other things. And it's just like, and then I watched the special and I was like, wow, like I was expecting something much worse, and it's actually pretty good. But like I said, it's not the typical Chappelle Show thing. It's more like he went through 17 months of bullshit like we did, and he's right. Just like talking about stuff, and he got shit on so hard by the trans community for jokes. That's the other thing. He's a fucking comedian. He's not a politician. He's not a CEO. He's a fucking comedian who tells jokes. And if you can't take a joke, don't watch it. But I mean, like, the reaction to this shit is horrible. And I'm like, whatever. Definitely highly, I recommend it. I'm a big fan of Chappelle, even though he's full of shit. A lot of stuff. That's something that I know just because, like, some of the stuff he said in one of the Netflix specials was completely wrong, and I still love the guy, but like what he said was completely wrong. And if anybody wants to ask, I'll mention it next time we talk, because it's like a long story. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think the one that he did now, which is the last one for Netflix, is actually really good, and it's definitely worth watching.
Okay, well, I definitely gotta give it a shot, because like I'm a fan of his, so.
He's raw in it though. Like he goes off on people. I was like, all right,
yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does. He's been doing that a lot lately. Yeah. I'm excited. Anything else you want to add, Brian?
No, I'm just constantly sliding out of my chair here.
Yay, slip and slide. Yeah. So I guess that wraps it up for this week. So make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. We got, of course, this show. We got It's Poppin'. We got a bunch of other shit.
Sorry. Jonathan's asking, about what stand-up. We're talking about Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dave Chappelle. InnerCityGeeks.net. Got a whole bunch of shit up there. We got this show. We got Bryce J Presents up there. We have It's Poppin'. We have Comics Go Wild, Manga Time Anime World. InnerCity ICGPW Slamcast. First Watch. What was the other one? A whole bunch of shit. Go check all that shit out. Check out all the shows on InnerCityGeeks.net. And then we have some links to places that you can go to. We got a Sideshow Collectible stuff up there. Yes, the special is on Netflix. CBDMD for some CBD goodness. Check on that. Click the link for Amazon's. Click the link for some So Sick Clothing Company for some cool clothings for geeks by geeks. SOESIC clothing.co. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. Then we have a link to Beard Octane for some beardy goodness. Type in ICD10 for all. But 10% off of your entire purchase. Then you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. You can find us on the socials. Faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks on Twitter, InnerCityGeeks on Instagram, InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you guys? Brian, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me sitting in this uncomfortable chair trying to, not fall out of it.
Yay. You really enjoyed your slip and slide.
Exactly.
You got to get a fucking seatbelt for yourself, dude.
It probably wouldn't help. You can find me on all the social sites. You can find me especially on Twitter at BRI_2J. You could find me on Instagram at Bri2J or Bri2J Presents, depending on which page you want to check out. I will follow you back if you follow me. And send me messages. I don't mind. I'll chat.
I'm bored at home. I can do it.
Pretty much. You can, of course, go to Bri2JPresents.com or have a whole bunch of shit, including a link to the website, InnerCityGeeks.net. Where you can find this show and a ton of other shit. You can also go to my YouTube page and watch some content of toys and stuff. And if you're into wrestling, AEW, I did a thing back like 2 years ago at the panel. You can find me on all that and follow me and say hi and shit. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Yes, sir. Ready?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, DarthBX, DARTHBX.
Nice. And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Jonathan, for sitting in with us for the whole show. Definitely appreciate you being up here.
He's asking me if I love Beasts of the Mesozoic. I don't know that, actually. I'll look it up. Primarily, I'm into, 1/12 scale action figures like G.I. Joe, Marvel, Mezco Toys based out here in New York. A lot of NECA, highly detailed stuff. I'll research them. I'm also broke, so I can't exactly buy it.
You can only do it so much. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you again, Jonathan. Thank you for being on with us. Greatly appreciate you. Greatly appreciate everybody that's listening to the show and watching the show and stuff like that. And basically, spreading the word really makes me happy, which, makes me want to bring out more stuff for you guys. So thank you guys for listening. And don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.